time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. We're back at it. How we doing? Late October show. Halloween's coming. But even spookier is the fact that we've already reached the last week of the regular season for football. Can you believe this? All the other sports are wrapping up too. We're going to have tournament seedings before you know it. The last football weekend is this upcoming weekend. Final chance for teams to state their case, why they should be in the postseason, and they do that on the gridiron. So we'll see what happens, but we're not going to waste any time. We got guests coming up later, but first, we got to get to something very super.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right. The Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week goes to, how can you not, St. John's Prep Football out of Danvers. Another win, 14 in a row, longest in the state, and they cracked the team on the other side's 27-game winning streak in Massachusetts. Catholic Memorial, the big rival of the Prep. Played each other in the Super Bowl in 2019, and John DiBiaso and crew for Catholic Memorial goes down to St. John's Prep and Brian St. Pierre. Yet again, St. John's Prep actually beat the Catholic Memorial in the 2018 Super Bowl. So back-to-back Super Bowl wins for St. Pierre over DiBiaso, the legend out of Everett. So yeah, this has been a huge rivalry, and there's no question that St. Pierre's got the edge here with the two Super Bowl wins, and Catholic Memorial goes down to Division II and wins two Super Bowls themselves, but we know the Prep is in Division I. So, but when it came to last Saturday in Danvers, it was all Prep all the time. Cam LaGrassa, I'm citing the Salem News with Phil Stacey's article, career high 254 yards and a touchdown, and the Prep's line was just all over the Knights. 19-8 win, 7-0 now for the Prep, number one in D1. We'll talk about that in the North Shore Football Report by Silver Street Grill later in the show. But first time in Massachusetts team defeated CM in 28 contests. That dates all the way back to the Prep's 2019 win over Catholic Memorial. That was a second of two straight. All over the Knights on this day. You got to give St. Pierre and the boys the credit this week. They are the Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week. Super Sub, great food, fast service since 1970. Best cheesesteaks on the North Shore, as we know. Casual Catering is the catering arm of the business. They will cater your parties. Best cheesesteaks on the North Shore. They have cheesesteaks platters for those catering events. Why not do it for Halloween? Why not? You know, you're sitting there passing out candy, but in the house, you got those Super Sub trays for the people that come over and hang out on a nice Halloween night. So give Paul a call over there, 978 Paul Guanci, that is 2927-4788-978-927-4788, supersubbev.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to have our first Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. It's going to be a Saugus football player, and then we'll have our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. So two great athletes back-to-back, and then we'll talk rankings after that. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Up next, the Morning Ham Lumber.
Morning Ham? The Morning Ham.
Why don't you just say it, Dom?
That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here. We are opening up with our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, first of the school year, I should say, actually, a great sponsorship and program that we have in connection with Moynihan Lumber, bringing out the best of the best for North Shore athletes. And our first one is Braden Fiella, Saugus football senior and captain. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, you know, same old.
Same old. Hey, this is the night. The recording of this is the night after, or two nights after, a great win against Falmouth. Actually, was it yesterday, Saturday?
Yeah, it was a Saturday game.
Yeah, Saturday game. You guys needed a win badly. You know, you lost three. You won three in a row. Lost three in a row. Very streaky team, bugged by some injuries, but coming back with a nice, solid win over Falmouth. Let's take me to that game, and you know, what was the difference for the Sachems?
I mean, it was a great game. You know, we came in there a long, long bus ride. You know, it was definitely a little tiring for everyone, but, and, you know, it just made it that much more that we wanted to get that win and, you know, pull it off there. So, I mean, it was a great game. We came out strong, pretty strong. And then the second half came out even stronger. So that was awesome too. We just seemed like we had a lot of momentum going for us, and, you know, it was just awesome to get that win.
Yeah, 20-0 lead, you know, over Falmouth in the fourth quarter, and then they get a kickoff return, right, for a touchdown. Yep. So, I mean, your defense really only allowed 6 points in a sense, you know, because the kickoff, the special teams allowed the other six in that 20-12 win. So, tell me about the defense in this one.
We played a phenomenal game on defense, like all around. You know, our DBs, our D line, our linebackers, everyone played well. Especially one of our D linemen, Dylan Clark, you know, he played a phenomenal game. I believe he had 5 or 6 sacks. So he really was just a man out there. Yeah. And, you know, that leads and helps, you know, helps everyone in the long run for that game.
Yeah. And where's your position, Braden, in the lineup for defense? And has it shifted this year? Or are you pretty solid in one position?
Yeah, I'm solid in one position on defense. I play middle linebacker, and, you know, that's where I've been, and that's where I roll.
Yeah. And that's been like consistent throughout your career for Saugus, or?
Yeah, I mean, my freshman year, I played defensive end, but then after that, you know, I got moved to linebacker, and so ever since sophomore year, that's where I've been.
Yeah, what's like the culture been at Saugus football? Because it's such a big turnaround, 4-3 record after 7 games. We'll see. This interview comes before the latest rankings on Tuesday when they come out, but. You know, you're a little on the outskirts of that top 16 in D5. And just, you know, what a dramatic change, you know, in the success of the team. I mean, I think in Steve Cummings' first few years, there were 5 wins total. And now you guys are on the edge of your 5th win. So, you know, take me to that change in culture and what's been the big difference this year?
Yeah, I mean, the culture, I mean, my first 3 years of high school, it obviously wasn't great because, you know, COVID first freshman year. And then past 2 years, you know, hasn't been much winning going on. But senior year, it just seemed like a lot of my buddies in my grade were like, you know, I'm going to come out, play football. And like, you know, we're going to have fun. You know, we're gonna win some games and, you know, we're going to get it done. So it seemed like everyone came into the year more positive than we have been. And so I think that was huge for us. And then, I mean, once we started winning, we just had fans, you know, getting riled up. And, you know, everyone was just being positive in the building. you know, whatever. And so that was, the culture really has been great this year.
Yeah. And, you know, not helping you guys were some injuries. You know, you missed what, two games or?
Yep. Games.
Yeah, that stinks. And then, you know, Cam Preston, the quarterback, goes down for the whole year. You're not getting him back, right?
Oh.
And he was just slinging it three, four touchdowns a game. So how have you guys been able to adjust, you know, kind of like a new start, really? Because those injuries are huge.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a big setback. And at first, you know, it was tough those first few games, especially, you know, we had even some more injuries. But, you know, after the weeks go on, practice goes on, you know, our sophomore quarterback, Jordan Rodriguez, you know, he's been getting better, building. I mean, he's still young, but he's definitely been getting a lot better. So we just kind of had to take a little step back in the playbook a little bit, you know. But other than that, it's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we just got to keep rolling.
Yeah, and I feel like talking about the culture change and everything and getting things improved, I feel like a lot of people in town were talking about the coaching staff too. Like, I think were there some new guys that came in for assistance this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, walk me through that.
Yeah, so we had a guy from Saugus, Coach Bluestein. He was a DC at Everett for I'm not sure how long, but a pretty good amount of time. But so he's a very brilliant guy, you know, great coach, great great mentor, and you know he's been huge for us. He also has been helping us on the offensive line, and then we have another coach. He played at Stoneham. And he's a sixth grade math teacher. He came in, he helped with some of the DBs, but he's been great too. And then we also had a former player, Edlin, Coach Dos Santos. He was a senior when I was a freshman. So he's come in, he's also helped with both the offensive and defensive line. So all those guys have just been great. And, you know, it's really helped us this year.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure. So we're 4-3 now and finish up the regular season next week. Who's left? Is it Winthrop?
It's Winthrop. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously going to be a tough one. They just are coming off a 20-19 comeback win over Salem. And I can't remember the last time Winthrop's ever been like down. Like, they're just always consistent, always good every year. What are the big challenges they're going to bring?
You know, they usually always have some big kids. They got a running back, I believe he's number 20. You know, he's a fast kid. He competed in track. And that kid can fly. So we really are probably going to have to key on him. You know, we're going to have to be tough and gritty up front and, you know, hopefully just slow down their offense.
Yeah, nice. So what happens for you next? You know, looking beyond football, I know football is the focus right now. Do you keep busy in the winter with another sport and the spring with another sport as well?
Yeah, in the winter, I do basketball. And then in the spring, I do track.
Okay, three sport athlete. So, and basketball, I feel, had a real good year last year, right?
Last year, we were the NEC champs for our side.
Yeah. I love it. Joe Bertrand, right? Coach Bertrand, Joe B. You know, carrying on the legacy of the late, great Mark Bertrand, of course. Talk about that family and what they've meant to Saugus basketball.
Yeah, they've always been huge in basketball, helping out with the youth as well. You know, so they start getting people from a young age to really compete, you know, they help you really love the sport too. And they're just, you know, great people, great competitors too. And, you know, they know what they're doing, but they, you know, they know ball. So
yeah,
they're smart there.
Yeah. Well, back to football, you know, you're one of the NEC's leader in tackles, if not the leader. I don't know who keeps those stats, but the MSO New Sports, my friends say you're up there. You're the leader in tackles, which, you know, in some senses, if you're like a safety, that's not a good thing. Right. But you're a linebacker making tackles. That's awesome. And, you know, what's the next steps, you know, like in terms of keeping things going after high school? What's the big plan for you?
Yeah. So for me, I plan to keep playing football too. And I'm going to be studying accounting when I go to college.
Okay. What attracted you to that profession?
So my father was an accountant. And then I also have two cousins that are both accountants as well. And, you know, I thought I wanted to do something like in the finance world. Wasn't quite sure. But then I had the chance to do like an internship this past summer, and I worked for an accounting company, and I really enjoyed it. Like, you know, I didn't hate going to work. You know, I enjoyed showing up, and so, you know, I'm gonna go towards.
Yeah, run with it. Did you have any targets for colleges, like a geographic area, a conference? Like, what's the deal? Where are you looking?
Yeah, nothing like real certain, but, you know, I was just looking at schools like Assumption, Bentley, St. A's, you know, schools like that.
Yeah. You know, SNHU?
No. Yeah. I mean, never know.
I'm saying that for a selfish reason, because I was a North Shore guy until 2022 and I moved up to Manchester, New Hampshire. So there you go. Okay. St. A's and SNHU right in town here, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be great to catch a football game, my Saugus buddy, on a 2024 fall day, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I wish you the best of luck with the college shirts and everything. And anything else you could tell me about, you know, extracurricular activities? You're a three sport athlete. I mean, that's, you're super busy. Do you find time to do like any other like thing outside of the classroom, outside of football? Like, is there anything that you have time, that time permits you to do?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely tough, you know, with school and, you know, three sports, you know, it never really stops. But any chances where like, there's like community service chances, you know, where you can help out with the community. Like I love doing stuff like that, you know, usually with some of the other guys that I compete in sports with. But yeah, that's what I try and find time to do.
Yeah. Are you competing for any academic honors? Like, you know, like, you know, top of your class, like top five or whatever, anything like that? Is that on the radar? Or are you just kind of, I'm doing my own thing and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but I got a smart class. There's a lot of smart people in my class. I don't think I'm in that area, but I definitely just try. I do my best in all of my classes to just, you know, stay and do what I'm doing. You know, I always give it 100% on in the classroom, not in the classroom, whatever I'm doing. Yeah. So that's what I go to.
Yeah. And the Fiala family, is that, you know, an extended family in Saugus, or are they kind of spread out? Is there any athletes in the area, that kind of thing, like uncles, cousins?
I had an uncle. He's not a Fiala. He's a Mara, but he was good. He got drafted by the Cowboys, actually.
No kidding. An uncle? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So he was good. But I mean, other than that, most of my family's from Melrose. But not very many athletes, honestly. There's really not that many.
Okay. Well, there's one here. Braden Fiala, the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Congrats. It's a big award. That's like across the North Shore. So, you know, there's a lot of applications that team looks at, you know, and you rose to the top for September. So congratulations with that. I know Saugus is, you know, really looking forward to that. You get one more chance to shine and get those postseason rankings up and get in the top 16. That's the ultimate goal, right?
Yep, for sure. That's definitely the goal we have.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work out, hey, there's always the Thanksgiving game. That's like your Super Bowl, right? Like let's make a dent in Peabody this year. This is the year to do it because you guys are, you know, getting better and better, right?
Yeah, for sure. This is definitely the year to do it.
All right, cool. Braden, you've been a great to catch up with. I appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And thanks for joining us on the North Shore Sports Desk. Congrats on the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here. We are back and we are getting into our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week segment. And we have on the line this week's winner, Gloucester field hockey player, Abby Lothers. What's going on, Abby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Of course, you had to join us. You won the award.
Yeah.
Congrats. The team is doing excellent once again. 11-2-2, working its way towards the postseason. Just take me to the overall feel of the team right now. You know, what's been going so well for the Fishermen this year?
I think this year we have developed a really strong passing game, and we kind of just all know where each other are on the field, and like it's so easy for us to like connect on those passes and make like really good plays happen.
Yeah. In those 11 wins, what's the biggest one you think?
The biggest win, probably Swampscott, because we lost them the first game of the season. So that was kind of just like a big turning point, like redemption, like getting back into it.
That's a huge sign. Like, you know, for a captain, you want to see progress. Like, what do you think was the big difference between the first game and the second game?
I think the first game, we were kind of just like not really sure what to expect. And like, I think we just have like really high hopes for the season, but like we weren't like completely like compared, like mentally we weren't there. And then the second game we're like, okay, like we want this win so badly that like everyone was kind of just putting like 110% into everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Northeastern Conference, I mean, you got Swampscott, Maskell, Danvers. I mean, this just never ends with the competition. You know, who have been some of the most competitive, what have been some of the most competitive games for you this year? Of course, Swampscott. I'm assuming Maskell, Danvers has been up there too.
Yeah, Maskell and Danvers. We beat Maskell once, but then the second game we tied, which they have like grown like a lot as a team too. And it's like fun to see those teams grow. But Danvers is definitely another competitor. We tied the first game 1-1 and we play them on Tuesday, actually. So that should be a really good game.
Oh, okay. Would that Tuesday game have like Northeastern Conference championship implications?
It would have been, but Maskell lost to Danvers, which put us at the number two spot.
Okay.
Because we have two ties and they only have one tie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Danvers is number one?
Yeah.
Okay. So even if you win, they still have the conference locked up. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, no conference title or conference title, all these games keep getting you ready for, you know, the postseason. So, you know, you've been in the postseason. You guys did a great run last year. You know, when it comes to the postseason, what's going to be the message, you know, for you and your fellow captains to the players about, you know, having a good balance out there?
Well, I think like our team is made up of a lot of seniors. So I think everyone is just wants to win so badly because it's our last season together. So I think we're all just going to like leave out on the field like 110% every game we go into. It's like it's do or die for us and like we don't get another chance.
Yeah. Abby Lothers is here, Gloucester Field Hockey, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Tell me about the other two captains.
The other two captains are amazing leaders too, both on the field and off the field. They are really good at playmaking in our team, and they just move the ball so well in the midfield, which allows the offense to score some goals and make things happen.
Yeah, and it's and what are their names? Ella and
Ella Costa and Ari Scola.
Ari, yeah, okay. Now you two of you are also captains in ice hockey as well, correct?
Yeah. Me and Ella Costa.
Okay. What would you say your main sport is?
Probably field hockey.
Field hockey, okay. Do you have a spring sport too?
Yeah, I play lacrosse.
All right, so three sports. Yeah. Super busy. Is there a path for you, after high school for athletics, you think?
Well, I was thinking about it, and a couple colleges had reached out, but I think because I want to go into nursing, so I think that's just like kind of a lot if I want to commit to like a full sport. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking about like joining like club teams and stuff like that and kind of like staying in with all the sports and stuff.
Yeah. So it's like academics first, kind of like your college path is going to be based on the best nursing program, not necessarily the best field hockey opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's definitely hoping to like join clubs and keep playing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's awesome to hear. So tell me about academics, in the classroom right now, is there anything, going on? Like you're so busy with the three sports and everything, field hockey. Do you get a chance to do anything like extracurricular within the school?
Honestly, I'm always like super, super busy. I am taking two AP classes right now.
Yeah.
So the homework load is like kind of a lot. So I don't really get to do a ton of like academic things, but I am in NHS, which is like, I tutor kids and stuff after school if like they need help with stuff and like community service and that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
In nursing wise, is there like anything in high school that helps that path too? Like is biology maybe the best? Like,
yeah.
That's
cool. I'm in AP biology right now and I'm taking honors anatomy. So
nice.
I really like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So those are two AP courses that will definitely get a good foundation for you nursing-wise.
Yeah.
Is there a certain inspiration to get into nursing for you?
Probably my Nana. She's been a nurse for like 35 years. And I've kind of just like grew up on her stories and stuff. And it's just been really inspiring to like hear her journey and like how much she's helped other people.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, back to the field hockey field, because that is the current topic of the day. You're one of the leading, goal scorers in the Northeastern Conference. So, have you been like as a junior, were you at the near the top as well? Like you were getting as many goals as a junior as you were as a senior?
Yeah, I think between my sophomore and junior years, really when I like hit that growth spurt and like kind of started figuring out like what works for me and like what I need to do to like put myself in those positions to score. So I think these last two seasons have definitely been like, I've been scoring a little bit more.
Yeah. Nice. And what's the dynamic of the offense? Like how are you getting most of your scoring opportunities?
Our midfield does a really great job, like moving the ball up the field. We have a super fast wing and center. Anna Sinelli's on the right wing. And she can just carry the ball like all the way down the field. Like she's so, so fast. And same with our center, Lily Prejean, can literally just like fly down the whole field and like go right past everyone. So the midfield just hits it up and we're just like running right at it and making plays happen.
Nice. Yeah. And then I know it's hard to not look at the rankings and everything and where it's cool to see where you guys land is it Friday and Tuesday it comes out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you do look at that, are you kind of like doing any research on the other teams you might play? Like, a team that's not in the Northeastern Conference do you find yourself or other captains doing like a little YouTubing to see if there's anything out there on the team?
Oh, definitely. We like research every single team that's like out there, like just trying to see like what their game is or like how they play and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get ready for the playoffs.
That's tough when you research because you'd be like, oh, wow, they look good. Oh, wait a minute. That's a 2021 team. if it's like a bad YouTube description or something and you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I see the data that's 9/9/21. Oh, that doesn't help us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's a good way to keep an eye on things. And obviously, you have to go game to game, but you really do have to kind of peek at what's out there.
Yeah. The competition. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Tell me about the coaching staff too. You know, Lauren Riley Gove, Coach Gove at the helm there. You know, she's got a lot of passion. She was a former player in the system, and you know, the family is big on coaching at Gloucester. It must be an asset to have someone so dedicated like that.
Oh, 100%. Our coaches are our biggest supporters when it comes to the field. Like, they're just there for you no matter what. Like, anything that you need, like, they will give it to you. Like, if you just need to talk about anything, like, they're always there for you and just help you through anything and make sure that you're on top of your game at all times.
Awesome. And, you know, how about family for you? Is there a big extended family of athletes in the Gloucester area or beyond for you guys?
Yeah, my mom used to play field hockey when she was in high school, too. And my sister played when she was in high school. She's in college now. But she has done some club field hockey and stuff up there, too.
Yeah. Were they both at Gloucester?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. And my brother is also in Gloucester. He plays hockey and golf and baseball. So very athletic.
Very athletic, yeah. For sure. All right, cool. Abby Lothers, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Thanks for giving us a scoop. Congrats on that award. You're in the running now for the Student Athlete of the Year, so for the Cape Ann Savings Bank. So congrats on that, and best of luck with the Fishermen, 11 wins and going forward.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one. Thanks for joining us.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Teddy and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, that was the interview section of the show. That's the first half. Second half is all me all the time. Dom Nicastro here at North Shore Sports Desk. And we are going to talk rankings. That's right. MIAA postseason rankings out Tuesday of this week. So the freshest you could ever imagine. And we're getting close to the postseason. Let's go to Division I for field hockey and talk North Shore teams in that one. You got to get in the top 32 or finish with the 500 record. And right now, Essex of the North Shore is your best North Shore team at 27, Beverly behind them at 29. Let's move on to Division II, shall we? In Division II action for the North Shore, you got Masconomet with a solid 8-6-2 record. And moving down on the list, that's pretty much it, because Division III is predicting where it's going to be at. That's right, Newburyport, 16-1-0, the number two seed behind vaunted Watertown, was won like 10 to 15 state titles. Gloucester, 12-2-2 for the Fishermen. We heard from Abby Lothers earlier in the show. They actually picked up a win since we talked. They were 11-2-2 when we talked to her. Danvers, right behind Galasta at number 8, 12-2-2. Swampscott, 10-5-1. What a great Northeastern Conference representation there, huh? North Reading, 11-3-2. St. Mary's and Lynn, 16-11-3-2 as well. You have to go to 27 for the next North Shore team, Pawtucket, 6-8-2. And that closes out the North Shore. How about D4? Manchester Essex and Uxbridge at the top. Uxbridge number 1, 15 wins. Manchester Essex number 2, 13 wins. The Hornets lost back-to-back years to Uxbridge, one in the semifinals and one in the finals. So that is a little bit of a rivalry. Linfield, Cape Ann League opponent for Manchester, 10-6-2 and number 8. Ipswich coming in at 4-8-6 at number 25, and Amesbury 2-9-3, but still in the dance at the moment with 27 wins, and Hamilton Wyndham hanging on at 2-10-4 at number 32. Let's move over to the soccer field for Division One. St. John's Prep, 13-1-2, solid at number 4. Number 1 is Concord Carlisle in that, by the way. Moving our way down, Beverly is 10-3-2, the number 23 seed, and Peabody checks in at 6-3-5, the number 32 seed. Division 2 for soccer. Masconomet, 11-1-3 at number 8. And then you've got Revere, 8-3-3, Marblehead, 4-8-4. And that closes the deal there. Division 3, Gloucester, your top team from the North Shore, 12-2-1 behind Oakmont and Norwell. Swampscott's 11-3-1 at number 9. St. Mary's 12-1-2 at number 14. North Reading 10-3-2 at number 21. And Newburyport, last North Shore team in there. So good representation, North Shore. 11-3-2 with the number 30 seed. Let's go on to Division 4. Linfield 13-2-1. Hanging in there at number 3. Hamilton Wyndham 11-1-1. What a great season for the Generals. Ranked number 7, Linvo Tech, 7-4-3. Winthrop, 6-10-1, number 30. Last division in boys soccer is Division 5. I don't think we're going to get much in this bracket. But Rockport is 10-6-0 at number 20 in there. Your top North Shore team. Salem Academy Charter, 8-8-0. And Kip at 31, 8-5-3. Salem was 26, by the way. Girls soccer, number 1, Division 1. Probably looking at either Beverly or Peabody, but at the moment, there are none in that top 32 for North Shore teams. Girls soccer, Division 2. Masconomet, your number 1 seed, the top seed, 13-0-2. And you have to go down to 18 at Marblehead, 8-7-1. Again, this is girls soccer, Division 2. That's it. We'll close that out. Girls soccer, Division 3. Danvers, 12-2-2 with Jimmy Hinchey, and they dropped down to 3 this year for the first time in a while and doing just fine. Saugus, historic year for the Sachems, 12-3-0, the number 16 seed. If they make the round of 16, they will play the number 1, Pope Francis. Newburyport, 23-10-3-3. St. Mary's, 10-6-1 for the girls' soccer. Swampscott, 8-4-5. And Pawtucket, 31, closes out North Shore teams at 31, and their record is 8-4-3. And I think we have not covered Division 5. Georgetown, 8-5-2, your top North Shore team at 10. And that should do it. Let's talk a little V-ball, a little volleyball. Heading over to Division One, checking out the North Shore scene. Peabody, 15-2 at 17 is your top and only seed in Division One from the North Shore. Division Two, we should have a few more, maybe. Or maybe not. No, Essex North Shore, 12-6 at number 20. That's it. Just one in that one as well. D3. Newburyport, 12-7, number 11 seed. Danvers, 10-7, 14 seed. Classical, 18 seed, 15-3. 19 seeds, Linfield, 9-8. Swampscott, 11-7. A lot of good teams in the Swampscott. Go Big Blue, little school that was. 31 is Triton, 5-10. Ipswich, volleyball juggernaut, 16-0, the number one seed in Division 4. Look at that. Hamilton Wynnum, a few slots down at number 8, 13-6. Linvo Tech checks in at number 23, 12-4, and that does it. Let's look at D5. D5, what's going on, North Shore? You got any for me? Not that I can see, except for Kip at number 31. 11-7. Number one seed in that one is Mount Greylock. All right, that wraps it up for our look outside of football with the postseason report. Well, rankings report, we should say. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, going over to football, seeing what's going on in the rankings in that one. The Sylvan Street Grill North Shore Football Report after the break.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Let's say, Maddie, you can't follow your favorite high school teams?
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry, we got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
North Shore Sports Desk, Don DeCastro here. We are back at it for a final segment of the show. It's our Sylvan Street Grill North Shore Football Reports, brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury, two locations there. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. All right, let's get into it. North Shore Football Report. The rankings are out fresh. These are the updated rankings, and let's get to it. In Division One, your best team in the state, coming off a 19-8 win over Catholic Memorial, 7-0 St. John's Prep, number one at the top. And there is not another North Shore team in there, unless you count Everett, 6-1, sneaking in at number 16. So that would be the round one matchup if it started today, St. John's Prep versus Everett. What a game last week. You know, we mentioned that in the Super Sub Shot performance of the week earlier in the show. Prep beating Catholic Memorial, that was a huge win. CM hadn't lost a game since the 2019 Super Bowl against the Prep. So there you go. What a matchup and what a day for St. John's Prep. And they are number one. And they're finishing things up at BC High, I believe, Saturday at 1. Okay, let's move on to Division Two. In Division Two, Peabody, your top North Shore team, undefeated still, 7-0, finishing up at Salem, 6:30 Friday night. Definitely the favorites in that one, even though Salem's having a rock solid year there, Division Six, way at the top. And yeah, Peabody's in a tough division. Clearly, Catholic Memorial's in there, King Phillips number one, and North Andover Chelmsford from the Merrimack Valley are in there too. So they're going to have a tough go of it, but the Tanners having a great year, undefeated in the North Shore. Division Three, You are not going to find any North Shore teams. Lynn Classical is right on the outskirts at 5-2 at number 18. Moving on to Division 4 again. So 3-4, both shut out North Shore-wise. That is, we haven't heard that in a while. Marblehead, 2-4, had a bye last week, and they are going to finish things up against Danvers at home. That's a tough one. Excuse me, Marblehead. Again, 2-4, worst season in many years, and they're number 18. So they would need, they have to win against Danvers because you need 3 wins to get into the tournament to even be considered. But not sure what a win would even do for the Magicians. So it might be the first time we haven't seen Marblehead in the playoff conversation in many years. And speaking of Danvers, yeah, 5-2 finishing up at Marblehead. They are the number 4 seed in Division 5. And Newburyport, which is going to North Reading. That will be a tough one at the end of the year for them. And that is a 6-1 team, Newburyport. Another solid year at number 9 in that division. Gloucester's a little on the outskirts, 2 away. They are 4-3. And they are number 18, needing to get crack the 16 spot to get in the dance. Division 6, Salem. First loss of the year against Winthrop. Great come from behind win by Winthrop. Salem 6-1 now, and they have a tall task hosting Peabody Friday night, 6:30. Couple spots behind them at number 7 is Linfield. They lost to North Attleboro. That was their first loss, but that's a pretty good team, North Attleboro. Always a Super Bowl contender there. They're at Hamilton Wyndham on Saturday. Winthrop 9, Swampscott 11, St. Mary's 12. So they are locked in there, looking pretty good. Don't see too much shifting around there. And North Reading, your defending Super Bowl champions, are just outside at 4-2 in the number 17 seed. Division 7, Amesbury is your top cat, 5-1. They are the number 8 seed, and they'll be going to Triton to finish things up. So they're the favorites there. And a few slots behind the number 15, Manchester Essex would go to Rockland if this thing started today. They're 4-3, and they are at Kip. That's going to be a battle. They have a little rivalry going there, Emmy and Kip. That's at Lynn on Saturday at 1. All right, so speaking of Kip, they are home against Manchester Essex, as we know. And they are number 4 and the only team in the top 16 in Division 8. All right, that wraps it up for the show. Thank you for tuning in. North Shore Sports Desk, Sylvan Street Grill, North Shore Football Court. Have a good week, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors and everyone else. MSNewsSports.com, run by Kelly Media. We'll see you next week.